Morning again.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord for the church. Right, it's really wonderful to see that the Lord desires today a church. And many churches. A kingdom established here on earth.
Amen.
Just reminded of the verses in 1 Timothy, where God says that God is was manifested in the flesh.
Amen.
Yes. Justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles,
Amen.
Believed on in the world, received up in glory.
Amen.
The Lord really desires today to have a glorious body,
Amen.
A glorious church
yes.
today on earth.
Amen.
It's really wonderful to see. And that the Lord has brought us to the church.
Amen.
We are all today in Jerusalem,
yes.
in the heavenly Jerusalem.
Amen.
Lord has brought us into the church life.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for this.
Yeah.
And this morning we will continue in the Psalms. We had seen yesterday the first three Psalms of this 15 Songs of Ascent.
Yes.
And this morning we want to enter into the second set of three Psalms, 123 to 125. And if you turn to the outline, you see there an overall title given of the second set of the next three Psalms.
Yes.
They're written firmly rooted and grounded in Christ.
Amen.
Yes. Today, I believe it's not just enough to be in the church and to attend church meetings and to be saved, born again, baptized. But now furthermore, as we ascend and have a desire to reach the goal, also the word shows here that the Lord wants to establish us and wants to root and ground us in Christ. In the beginning of the church life, maybe if you are a new believer, and praise the Lord, you have been baptized. Diego, where is Diego? Praise the Lord, he is now a new creation among
Amen.
Us.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Brother in the church life.
Yes.
Right, the Lord, now furthermore, as you desire, if you have a desire to ascend, He wants to root and ground you.
Amen.
And all of us to be firm in the church,
Amen.
Built in.
Yes.
Not just to go to the church,
mm-hmm.
but to be a part of the church.
Amen.
Yeah, like we are all now members of one body.
Amen.
Right. A member is always attached.
Yeah.
Right. And is always connected to the head.
Yes.
So if we come now to Psalm 123,
Amen.
We can read together Psalm 123. Verse 1 to 4 are all together.
Unto you I lift up my eyes, O you who dwell in heavens. Behold, as the eyes of servants look to the hand of their masters, as the eyes of a maid to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God, until He has mercy on us. Have mercy on us, O Lord, have mercy on us. For we are exceedingly filled with contempt, Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorn of those who are at ease, with the contempt of the proud.
Amen. Now, as members of this one body, as a Christian now in the church life, here the experience is that we lift our eyes to you, O you who dwell in the heavens.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Our eyes need to be lifted up to him who is in heavens.
Amen.
He is the Lord, and he is the one sitting on the throne today.
Amen.
Amen. He is our head. He is the head of the body. And we all do good to look to him.
Amen.
To lift our eyes to him.
Amen.
Compared to Psalm 121 in verse 1, here you cried out and you lifted up your eyes to the hills.
Yeah.
Right? And the experience was, my help comes from the Lord. Your eyes looked up to the hills.
Yeah.
But now, as we are in the church life,
yes,
now we realize here is one ruling. The one sitting on the throne is here King.
Amen.
Right? We are here now brought into the kingdom.
Yes.
And we are today in the church, in his kingdom.
Amen.
And we lift our eyes to him who dwells in the heavens.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Our Lord Jesus was enthroned, and he is now sitting on the throne.
Amen.
Right? And all what we do here now on earth, we should always have an eye looking to him.
Amen.
Verse 2, behold, as the eyes of a servant look to the hand of their masters, as the eyes of a maid to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God.
Amen.
Until he has mercy on us.
Amen.
Amen. Where do we look to today? Who is guiding us today? Right. Is it tradition? Is it the letter only? Is it our past experience that is going to guide us today? Right. Here, as a servant, the experience is that our eyes look to the hand of their master. Our master is our Lord Jesus Christ, our King, and we look to him in all things.
Yeah.
Right here, the desire is, as a servant in the church, to see what he is doing.
Right.
What he is doing today among us. What he is desiring today for the church.
Yes. Amen.
Now you're not just crying out anymore for yourself to be helped in your condition, but you have a desire to know this living Christ.
Amen.
And this living God.
Amen.
You have a desire to know what he is doing and what his hands are doing.
Yes.
Right. So our attitude and our seeking is to see what he is doing today.
Amen.
Amen. Because we have a desire to obey him. Why would you look to him? Why is it so important, right, to see? Why is need our eyes look to him?
Yes.
I think if you don't care, if you don't desire, right, to be built in the church life, you would not look to him.
Mm.
And as we start to serve, with one another in the church life. The Lord needs to open our eyes to see that we need to be directed by Him.
Yes.
Directed by Him who is enthroned.
Amen.
Who sits on the throne. Mm-hmm. Directed by Him who is the Master. Mm-hmm. Right. A servant is only a good servant if he looks to the Master.
That's right.
What he is doing.
Yeah.
And by looking at the Master, you will know and find out what He wants right now. Whether He wants that you speed up and stand up and go someplace.
Yeah.
Or whether He wants you to sit down and be before Him.
Yeah.
So it is very practical, right?
Yes.
The church life is the house of the living God.
Amen.
And we, as Paul writes, that we ought to know how we shall conduct in the house of the living God.
Amen.
So as we serve now with one another, and we have desire and have come to the heavenly Jerusalem, the church, we learn to look and lift our eyes to Him who dwells in heaven.
Amen.
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 As the eyes of a servant look to the hand of their master, the eyes of a maid to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Lord Jesus.
May the Lord appear to us day by day.
Amen.
And in the church life.
Amen.
And in the meetings.
Yes. Amen.
To see what He is doing today.
Right. Amen.
So that we will be faithful, right, to know what He desires. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
And then it's mentioned here that our eyes look to the Lord our God until He has mercy on us.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. I treasure this more and more.
Yeah.
It doesn't say until He gives you strength and power to do what He told you to do. But here it's mentioned until He has mercy on us. I think more and more as we are in the church life, we realize that it is not depending on us whether the church is glorious or not, and whether the church will go on or not is not so much on us per se, but much more the Lord is behind it. And the Lord is a merciful God.
Amen.
Right. If you turn to Psalm 136, for instance. Psalm 136. It's here. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good.
Amen.
For His mercy endures forever.
Amen.
Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for His mercy endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for His mercy endures forever. To Him who alone does great wonders,
amen.
For His mercy endures forever. Amen. And then further on, for instance, it's mentioned, in verse 15, He overthrew Pharaoh and his army in the Red Sea.
Mm-hmm.
Why? For His mercy endures forever.
Amen.
To Him who struck down great kings, for His mercy endures forever.
Mm-hmm.
So, we see here really that we depend on His mercy.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That we are still in the church life It is His mercy.
Amen. That's right.
That we are glad and have rejoiced and have the joy of our Lord in the church. It is His mercy.
Amen. Yes.
Who was it that led the people of Israel out of Egypt? Who was it that led them through the Red Sea? Maybe the children will say, yeah, Moses. Of course, Moses. Moses led them. But if you read carefully, we realize, wow, who made the Red Sea to depart, to divide? Right?
Yes.
Who was it? Right. It was the mercy of the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Moses was faithful at that moment to stretch out his hand. But who made the wind to come to divide the water and make the so that the people of Israel had a way to go through? It was the mercy of our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So we cannot claim that it is us and that we have accomplished of anything.
Yeah.
But it is the mercy of the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
So as servants, as we look and we have a desire to obey Him, it is eventually the mercy of the Lord.
Amen.
Right? That is leading us step by step. And that is bringing us to a higher level again and again.
Amen.
Amen. Our eyes look to the Lord our God until He has mercy on us.
Amen.
And then have mercy on us, O Lord. Have mercy on us.
Oh,
for we are exceedingly filled with contempt.
Yeah.
Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorn of those who are at ease.
Mm-hmm.
With the contempt of the proud. The prayer here is, and the desire, have mercy on us. Why? Because one hand, they are from outside, they attacked of those who are at ease and are proud. Or also on the other hand, from within us, right, are still so many troubles and issues and parts that are not transformed yet. Have mercy on us, O Lord.
Amen.
Have mercy on us.
Amen.
For we are exceedingly filled with contempt.
Mm-hmm.
Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorn of those who are at ease, with the contempt of the proud.
Amen.
One hand here, the one problem here is of those who are at ease. Of those who don't care. You are fully given to the church. You want to seek the best for Jerusalem. But then there are also those who are at ease, are complacent, would not care to go further on with the Lord, who are satisfied maybe to be saved, born again, and baptized, or of those who, don't want to go on with the Lord. So they would tell you, slow down. Don't be so absolute. Right? No, don't be so extreme. Today, to be extreme is not popular anymore. Yet, in so many things we are extreme. But why not be extreme for the church life? Right? And the Lord wants to gain our full heart. Right? He desires that we are fully given to the church.
Yes, amen.
Have mercy on us. Amen. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorn of those who are at ease.
Yeah. Amen.
And then another issue here is the contempt of the proud. I think also a word that we have to see here in that there is a thing called pride of life.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Actually, in the whole scripture, we see that God resists the pride, the proud. And he gives grace to the humble.
Amen.
He gives grace to those who humble themselves before him.
Amen.
To be pride, right, is really from the devil.
Mm-hmm.
And God hates it.
Right.
In the very beginning, Eve was tempted by the temptation of being wise as God is wise. Then, what did men do afterwards? They wanted to build a tower of Babel. For what? To make for them a name. To reach the top of heaven. Again, the pride of man. And then even in the gospel we see the disciples of the Lord. Even among themselves they argued, who is greater among us? And then furthermore, even we see in Revelation, the church in Laodicea, they said, oh, we are rich. We are rich. We don't need of anything. We are rich. Right. So even as a church, there can be the pride of life. So really the prayer is here, Lord, have mercy on us.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Have mercy on us.
Amen.
Amen. For our souls are exceedingly filled with the contempt of the proud. Amen. May the Lord have mercy on us.
Yes. Amen.
In all things, in our service, that we would not claim to have anything accomplished,
mm-hmm.
but that we give glory to him.
Amen.
Because it is of his mercy.
Yes.
Right, that he has kept us so far.
Amen.
And that he has brought us up to this point together to see
Amen.
More of his glory and more of his riches in the
Amen.
Church.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And it continues in Psalm 124. Right, it says, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say. Let's read it together.
If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us alive. When their wrath was kindled against us, then the waters would have overwhelmed us. The stream would have gone over our soul. Then the swollen waters would have gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord, who has not given us as prey to their teeth. Our soul has escaped as a bird from the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah, we receive salvation from our Lord based upon his mercy. Amen. Bit by bit, day by day, week by week, we need his salvation from the ease, from being complacent, and from the pride of life.
Amen.
Praise the Lord that he shines into our heart.
Yes.
And that we can realize if it would not have been the Lord.
Right?
Right?
Yeah.
If He would not have been on our side, let Israel now say, right, then men would rose up against us.
Amen.
And they would have swallowed us up,
yeah,
and waters would have overwhelmed us.
Yeah.
Amen. May we all come to this conclusion.
Yes.
More and more. Right, it is the Lord that is watching over us,
mm-hmm,
keeping us,
amen,
and even fighting for us.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
We can be today so confident that the Lord is building the church.
Yes.
That He will not allow any man, any way, any wicked way or anything of the people to destroy the church life.
Amen.
Amen. If it would not have been the Lord, we would be gone.
Yes.
It would be
sure
over,
yeah,
by now. Oh Lord, praise
Amen
the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord is on our side.
Amen.
Amen. Right, the church life is always, yeah, we can say always under attack. Amen. As much joy we have and as much as we rejoice in the church life and as much as we are happy to be here, right, there is also always somebody who wants to attack and wants to eat us up. Like a roaring lion who wants to consume us, right? Whether it is by accusations, right? Whether it is by the environment, whether it is by anything, right, that might attack, or lies. Yeah, those who are against the church, whether it's by religion, right? Satan is using men, right, also to bring in constructions and bring in
destructions.
Yes. Yeah, bring in things that, if you are not watchful, will destroy the church.
Yeah.
But praise the Lord, we can be confident.
Amen.
Not because we are so capable,
no,
or we had done anything that makes us special, better than others, or anything like that. No. Why can we be confident? Because the Lord is on our side.
Amen.
Because His mercy is with us.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Regardless what man says about the church, maybe in Sacramento, you just came out, right, and have seen the church. Regardless what man might say, oh, how small and how weak or what not they all say. Regardless, be faithful to what the Lord has shown to
Amen
you. Be faithful to what the Lord has revealed into your heart.
Yes.
And according to His Word and Spirit.
Amen.
Right? As long as we are faithful to Him and abide in Him,
yes,
and are more and more rooted in the church,
Amen,
and are given to serve in the church, right, the Lord will stand for us.
Amen.
And be for us and
yes
be on our side.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And we see this, how also Paul was writing in Romans chapter 8. Amen. Praise the Lord. Verse 31, for
yeah
instance.
Very good.
Romans chapter 8,
right,
verse 31.
Amen.
All together,
What then shall we say these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?
Amen. If God is for us, who can be against us?
Amen.
Amen. It's as simple as such. If God is for us, who can be against us?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes. He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all.
Yeah.
How shall he not with him also freely give us all things?
Yeah.
Who shall bring a charge against God's elect?
Amen. Amen.
It is God who justifies.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. It is God who justifies.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Who is he who condemns?
Yeah.
See, there are condemnations. Mm-hmm. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. It is Christ who died.
Amen.
Did you die for the church? Can you claim to have your life given unto the death on the cross? No, it is Christ who died. And furthermore, is also risen.
Yes.
Who is even at the right hand of God.
Yeah.
Who also makes intercession for us.
Amen.
What a Christ have we.
Amen.
Christ who gave himself for the church.
Yes.
Right? Who is he who condemns?
Mm.
Right? Don't take just any condemnation of men so personal. Really so. It is Christ who builds the church.
Amen.
If you serve and it might not work out as you want, good. Then that's good. Yeah. Good to learn.
Yes.
We can turn.
Amen.
Amen. But then do not be condemned.
Yeah.
Right. And let not the enemy find room in your heart.
Mm.
Right, to put you down.
Right.
No. Christ is risen.
Amen.
Christ died for the church.
Praise the Lord.
Christ gave his life for us.
Amen.
Right. And based on this foundation, based on what he has done, and based that he is on our side, we can be confident.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Right, who shall bring a charge against God's elect?
Yes.
Right, so this means there are those, right, who do it, who bring a charge against you and me and against the church. In verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ?
Amen.
Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution,
or
famine, or nakedness, or peril or sword. Amen. As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter.
Oh Lord.
Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. In all these things we are more than conquerors.
Amen.
Through him who loved us.
Amen.
Amen. What a confidence here.
Yes.
Right. And to such a confidence, and we need to have such a confidence as we serve in the church.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
In the church life.
Amen.
Amen. That we are rooted and grounded.
Amen.
And now our cry out to the Lord is not just for us individually and for our help, but now we are brought together to serve together in his kingdom.
Amen.
In his church.
Yes.
And so the attacks are there, whether from outside or inside, but we can stand firm because God is on our side.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Lord Jesus. Yeah.
Right. And then coming back to Psalm 124. Psalm Amen. Blessed be the Lord in verse 6.
Amen.
Who has not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul has escaped as a bird from the snare of the fowler.
Amen.
The snare is broken, and we have escaped.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth.
Amen.
Amen. We bless the Lord.
Yes.
After having gone through some experience and have seen that the Lord has really given us this confidence, right? And even after a text has still preserved us, we bless the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Who has not given us as a prey to their teeth.
Yes.
Amen. To their teeth. To their teeth. Right. Not just somebody here that wants to slap you in your face, but they want to swallow you up.
Yes.
Right. A bird is quite small. A bird is quite fragile. Not so, maybe even a little bit slow. Yeah, depending on from what angle you come. Yeah, and too slow to escape. But praise the Lord, if the fowlers has snatched you, and there is the snare of the fowlers, who made us again and again to escape. It is our Lord.
Amen.
Right. A bird is free and is flying and is his life is for to fly freely, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not to be in a cage.
No.
Right. Oftentimes we might be put into a cage, right? But Christ has called us into liberty.
Amen.
Right? In the church, I think we have to learn to not put in everything a rule and have the law in all things and the letter in all things. But the fowler wants, of course, to snatch and take away this liberty from you. And if you are in this cage now, have a sling around the neck as a small bird, and are in this cage, in a cage that has not an opening for you just to slide through, squeeze through, but a cage that you cannot escape by yourself. Then, praise the Lord, here the experience is that the Lord is our help.
Yeah, the snare is broken.
The snare is broken.
Yes.
And we have escaped.
Amen.
Amen. Again and again, the Lord provides an escape for us.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord from the snare.
Yes.
The snare is broken.
Yeah.
We cannot break it ourselves.
No.
Sometimes we are just stuck. But praise the Lord has mercy upon us.
Amen. Amen.
That's right. He's on our side and has given us an escape.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Who made heaven and earth.
Amen.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
For the help of our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. May we enter more and more into this experience as a church.
Right.
to escape the snare of the fowler.
Amen.
Amen. This is not the help that you experience as an individual, but now here it's our help.
Amen.
Collectively.
Yes.
Today our help is in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Who made heaven and earth.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. So maybe stop here and have some more sharing and testimonies. Amen. Oh.